Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell is back. I know. Settle down. I know. I'm excited, too. Chip's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years he's been hanging out with us. Founder of the Chip Bell Group. Author of something under 100 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. All on loving up your customers. Customer loyalty. Nine and a half principles of innovative service. Service magic, that's the Bible. His newer one, I think, I'm not sure it's the brand new one, but it's the newer one called Sprinkles. And it's all about loving up your customers. Chip Bell, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I'm always enjoy being with you. We always have fun.
Love having you here on the show, Chip. So I practice what I call drive-by customer care. I drive by and I just cover them up with love. I just love them up.
Yeah.
And when I go by, they look around and say, where's the license plate? What just hit us?
Well, that reminds me of a story. I have a friend of mine who had his tires, bought new tires about 2 years ago, and Kaufman Tire in Atlanta. And he goes back about 2 years later, and he walks in, and they go, "Well, welcome back, Mr. Patterson." And he goes, "How'd you remember me? I'm not that good looking." And they said, "Well, when you pulled in the parking lot, we didn't recognize your car and didn't recognize you, but we saw your license plate. We put it in the computer. So by the time you walked in the front door, we knew who you were."
That's bordering on stalking, isn't it? Well, you know what?
Absolutely. That's the kind of thing I think we need to do is to create that kind of surprise, that kind of value, unique experience.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the best compliments I ever got, I was working with a global insurance company, and they ordered some stuff from me, and I sent them a whole lot more than they ordered and they paid for. And the guy who was receiving it called the EVP who I was working with and said, "Hey," he thought I was pulling something over on him, you know. He thought I was sending them more than I was going to bill him for later or whatever. And he said, John, "I got all this stuff in from Blasingame." He said, "What's going on here?" He said, "Don't worry about it. We've never had a vendor like Blasingame before, so don't worry about it."
Oh, see, that's what you want. And it's all about creating those surprises, those unique experiences. I'm finding more and more people don't talk about good service anymore. They only talk about if it's different, if it's unique, if it's out of the ordinary. That's what we talk about. So
people think small? See, to me, every time I've ever really knocked the socks off, I mean, really, I'm talking about people who are big-time folks. It's hard to knock their socks off, right? Especially like you go to New York City, it's hard to knock their socks off in New York City. Every time I've ever done that, it was because I didn't think small. I thought big in terms of how I served it. What do you think?
I agree completely. And that's what gives small businesses the advantage. Because you as a small business, you can do stuff big boxes can't ever do.
That's right.
I mean, you know. And one, you know your customers. Two, you've got the capacity to do small, unique, and unusual things. And three, they're like your neighbors, and you can treat them like your neighbors. It's hard for Walmart to treat you like your neighbors with the millions of customers they've got. You can't personalize it very easily. And so I think there's a great advantage, and to me that's the edge that a small business has, is that capacity to create a very unique and unusual and memorable experience that people talk about.
And if you're a B2B person, if your products and services are heavily valued by and delivered to other businesses, most of those businesses are, in all of them actually, and they're increasingly so, Chip, becoming less operated by employees and more served by vendors, and whatever that person you're talking to has to do in-house, you can do in 30 minutes maybe or 2 or 3 days what it would take them 6 months just to get approved.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so you give them flexibility, and so you be aware of how valuable you are to them, and price it accordingly.
Yes, absolutely. And you can you don't have the bureaucracy that the big organizations do. So capitalize on that, take advantage of it, and again, look for ways to make that customer feel like, you know, deliver the kind of experience I call profoundly remarkable, meaning it's so profound, it's so impactful on you, you just can't wait to remark about it.
Yeah. I used to have an IBM customer who would call me and ask me some outrageous thing he wanted me to do. And he'd say, "Will you do it for me?" I said, "Sure, I will." I said, "Do you want me to?" He said, "No, I just wanted to hear you say you would."
I love it. That's right. That's right.
Because he needed somebody to give him some love that day, and he called me to see if I would do it.
Yeah, well, and it also, look what it does to the standard. That's what it does to the standard. You know, you deliver something way beyond a call of duty, they go, "Oh, my goodness, nobody else can do that."
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now you got a distinction in your marketplace that sets you apart.
Well, and here's the thing, it's more about attitude, and the way you deliver it with a glad heart. It's more about that than it is about what you do for them, I think, because they can get what you do anywhere. But I try to help people understand, whatever you're going to do, don't just say, "Yeah, I'll do it." Just say, "Man, I'd be honored to do that.
I can't wait."
Yeah, that's what people are waiting for. That's what they want.
Because
they can get the job done anywhere, can't they? They can go to they can go to Belarus and get the job done.
You know, Zig Ziglar always said your attitude determines your altitude. So you want to climb and get bigger and bigger and more successful, again, it starts with that great, gracious attitude that says, you know, I call it Southern hospitality, but I know it's something not in the South, but it's that kind of gracious, charming, a curious style that says, "You're the only one on the planet for me right now, and I'm going to serve you like that."
Well, that's something that I learned in Sunday school. Do things with a glad heart.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it comes across.
And it makes a big difference.
And I'll tell you what else. It'll get you the bid.
There's no
question in my mind that I have not been the low bidder, but because I did it with a glad heart, I got the business. There's no question in my mind that happened to me before.
But we're finding more and more competitive advantage is not just the lowest price. It is the lowest. It's the best value.
And folks, this is what Chip calls sprinkles, right, Chip?
That's it. You got it.
These are all the sprinkles. That's what the book's all about. It's actually called Sprinkles. It's got little sprinkles right there on the cover. I'm not lying. Check it out. Hey, Chip, I need your website quickly, please.
ChipBell.com.
Pretty easy. ChipBell.com.
Pretty
Chip and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Here's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.